Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. The week that has passed has been really challenging weeks. However, we are all created to worship someone, something, some ideology or methodology. But as Christians, we know that we are created to worship the true and living God, the only one that can take care of our total being. And so in a time like this, it is where we need to know who are we worshiping, why are we worshiping, and really, are we really worshiping? God is calling on us. In his words, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me." It's time to open the door, brethren, sisters. It is time for us to open the door, brothers, because God is knocking at our door. And it's time for us to realize that none of us are immune from any form of illness, any form of financial matters or problems, any form of physical problems, any form of emotional problem, any form of mental problem, any form of spiritual problem. The only immunity we have is in Jesus Christ. And even then, he says some of these things will have to happen because our forefathers made a choice for us, which was against God. But it's not too late. Hope is not lost. The church building might be closed, but the church is not closed. The Bible admonishes to come together. It says, "Iron sharpeneth iron," in one text. Then it says, "Where two or three are gathered concerning anything touching his name, he's there." That's in another text. And on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls were added, not to themselves, but to the church. So the church is important. It's necessary to have it. But in Paul's time, when he moved from Saul to Paul and was being persecuted, they let him down through a window. He had to travel in the dark of night to make it out of the city. Maybe this is a city we need to get out of. And it's not necessarily London or wherever else we live, but it might be a spiritual city that we stuck in that rut of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and we can't see past that. Maybe it's that enmity, that malice, that difficulty. But God is saying, "I'm open. I'm willing and waiting to forgive you of all your sins. All you have to do is ask me. All you have to do is come to me. All you have to do is present yourself humbly before me." Brothers and sisters, church members, church acquaintances, leaders, and even the unchurched, God is calling you. God is calling you and I to a better life, not in this world, but in the world to come, which he has gone. Jesus says, "I've gone to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you will maybe also." So let us make sure that it's not a maybe. We will surrender ourselves to Christ because he says he wish above all things that we should prosper and be in good health. It said he didn't die for one and half of the world. He died for every man. So let us remember that all of us have the same opportunity to get into the kingdom. God is calling you and I today. He's saying, "Come, taste and see." Are we going to accept that call? Are we going to join in with the other brethren and the others who have gone ahead, who have tasted and seen that God is good? Brethren, today God is calling. Won't you answer the call?